The tallying of Kenya's election results is tense. The last three polls were disputed, and two of them resulted in violence. In many places, trade's at a standstill, making things even harder for millions of informal workers already struggling because of soaring food and fuel prices.
There is no business right now because most of our customers are holding back and waiting for the results.
Voters seem decreasingly convinced by politicians' promises to relieve economic woes. Turnout was about 65%, compared to nearly 80% in the last election 5 years ago. In that poll, the electronic voting system was criticised for being opaque. The Supreme Court ruled there were irregularities in its transmission of data. It annulled the election and ordered a rerun. This time, the results forms from every polling station were made available online from the moment that they were transmitted electronically to here, the tally centre in Nairobi. And while the hard copies are being brought here, anyone can download the images, print them off, and tally up the results. Rights groups hope that means it'll be harder to rig the election and easier to prove any rigging in court. For the first time, political parties have been allowed to run their own tally centres. This one's run by the coalition of Deputy President William Ruto, who's one of the two main contenders.
Because we had a dog in this fight, we've already done our coalition and we have our figures. We know how far it has gotten. It is just that we cannot do the declaration. It's at management level to compare the two.
Some media companies are running tally centres too, like this one. Depending on which constituencies they count first, some show a lead for Ruto and others for his main opponent, former Prime Minister Raila Odinga. Rights groups say they're worried about a flurry of false claims of victory and misinformation on social media. Out on the streets, supporters of both Raila and Ruto are convinced their candidate is about to win.
Now, because we are seeing the percentage is showing that Raila Amolo Odinga is already winning, let us wait for the last one.
Everyone's waiting to find out who will be declared the winner and if the candidates and their supporters will accept the results. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Nairobi, Kenya.